This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Tuesday, June the 16th, as it appears that, you know, every day we talk is a worse day for Major League Baseball as we come off yesterday. Just a travesty for Major League Baseball after last week being interviewed by Carl Ravitch. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, said we will unequivocally have Major League Baseball this season. When asked for the percent chance that we will have Major League Baseball in 2020, Rob Manfred answered with 100%. There will be Major League Baseball in 2020. Yesterday, on ESPN with Mike Greenberg, Rob Manfred has walked it back. Rob Manfred says he can't say with 100% certainty anymore that there will be a Major League Baseball season for fear of a grievance being filed. And when followed up on it, asked about how confident he is that we will have a season, he said, quote unquote, not confident. I'm almost speechless at this point. I'm almost speechless. The players said when and where. Tell us where to go and we'll play. And now the owners are coming back with this. I don't even know what to say. Again, like I really, you know, we've been talking about this here on this show for the last 2 months. You know strongly where I stand. I've staunchly been on the player side of this. I've been confident all along that we will have Major League Baseball. And look, I still, if I had to say, do I think we'll have a season, I would say yes, but it's the most unsure I've been about it. We're hearing, I mean, Ken Rosenthal is reporting that there are at least 8 owners who don't even want to have a season. We have a lot to get into. First and foremost, let's start with those owners. Then we'll get to Manfred. We'll get to a really good Jeff Passan article, basically just saying, you know, what the hell's going on here. But first to those owners and the owners in general. But if you don't want to have a season amidst a national pandemic and in the most unique moments of all time where baseball's had a real chance to make a difference, you should not own a baseball team. If you're willing to give up any season to save money, you should not be allowed to own a baseball team. Owning a sports franchise, and particularly in this case, I was talking about a Major League Baseball franchise, one of 30, you are a public trust. You are the owner of a franchise that is near and dear to millions of people. People who spend their entire lives rooting for that team. From the time they're born to the day they die, that is their squad. That is who they buy merchandise of, watch the games, go to the games, spend money on, all of that. Our entire lives, we are fans of that team. If you are the owner of that team, You have a fiduciary responsibility to that fan base. To A, I don't know, care about the team and the sport that you own? Really? And then to put a winning product on the field or to do everything you can to attempt to entertain and put a winning product on the field. It's your responsibility. Owning a baseball team is not just, oh, this is my toy, or, you know, I can do whatever the hell I want with this. It's mine. No, it's not. It's not yours. It's not. Again, it is a public trust. It is as much the fans who spent their entire lives rooting for that team's team as it is yours. And for some of these guys, again, in the darkest time in our country's history, certainly in my lifetime, to have the chutzpah to say, we don't even want to play because we're going to lose money? Get out. Get out. Seriously. I want their names, and I want them forced to sell their teams. We know that's not going to happen, but that is what should happen. That's what should happen. These owners should be forced to sell their teams. These owners cry and pour, oh, baseball's not profitable with multi-billion dollar TV deals and record profits every year. You can't stomach 1 year. 1 year. Losing some money when you're a billionaire with a B. And to step back and do it for the good of the millions of people who support you and your franchise year after year after year, you should not own a baseball team. It's that simple. Get out. I mean, this is just an absolute travesty. I think the one positive that has come from what happened in the last 2 days here is that finally, the people who are on the owner's side, which I said it yesterday, I can't believe anyone is on the owner's, not a single person. I can't believe one person is on the owner's side. I think with the events of the last day and a half, no one else is anymore. You know, I think we're finally at the point where everyone's like, oh, okay, they're in the wrong. The players literally said, tell us where to be and when, and we will be there to play baseball. And I know there's the threat of a grievance and all that. Well, guess what? You know what? There wouldn't be a threat of a grievance if you hadn't screwed this up. And regardless, a grievance is not a reason to not have a baseball season. It is astounding to me. I am floored at the audacity of these 30 men, these 30 ownership groups. Let's get to Rob Manfred, the single worst commissioner in the history of sports. Certainly in my lifetime, right now at this moment, Rob Manfred's the worst I've seen. Roger Goodell must be so grateful that Rob Manfred exists. Because Roger Goodell looks like the best commissioner in the history of the world compared to this guy. Even Rob Manfred makes Roger Goodell look good, which is hard to do. All right? It's hard to do. Rob Manfred, in the most important time in his sports, maybe not history, but certainly one of the most important times in the sports history, certainly the most important time in his tenure, I have said potentially the biggest moment for the sport and how they respond since 1919 and the scandal that shook the integrity of the sport. And this guy has come up with squad douche. Just a embarrassing display of leadership from Rob Manfred. And I get it. Look, Rob Manfred works for the owners. We all know that. We know that any commissioner works for the owners, which is a whole separate discussion and issue. I mean, in reality, wouldn't it be nice if a sports commissioner were an impartial person who could see both sides? But that's not the way it works, which is silly. And that's a whole separate issue. The fact they don't have lifetime terms and all that stuff, you know, or no defined terms is another thing and all that. But Rob Manfred is such a shill for the owners that he's willing to go down with the ship here. It's unbelievable. I get it that he works for the owners, but to not at any point in this process go to that group of 30 owners and say, what the F are you doing? I'm going to guide you here. That's my job. I don't have the words to describe how horrible a job Rob Manfred has done. I mean, how do you not try and steer this thing in the right direction? How do you just take this BS line that the owners are shoveling out and just promote it and support it? It's embarrassing. Again, I get that the commissioner works for the owners, but at a certain point, the good of the game has to intercede. It has to be more important. Knowing the situation, what's at stake, the future of your sport. And this guy's done nothing. It's astounding. It is hard to believe that this guy is just going to sit around and watch his sport burn. It's like Nero fiddling. It is unbelievable. It's Rob Manfred, the deal maker. That's what he was supposed to be, right? That's what he's built to us. This guy gets things done. Whoops. Whoops. He's the opposite of a deal maker. This guy's a joke. I'm so embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for Rob Manfred. I'm embarrassed to say the name Rob Manfred. That's where I'm at with Rob Manfred. And right now, if this continues on the path it's on, he will go down as the worst commissioner in the history of sports. That's where we're at right now. Jeff Passan, a really good piece this morning on ESPN.com, really just calling it out. The article says, MLB players said, tell us when and where to return. So tell them, commissioner. Starts with the quote from Rob Manfred. The owners are 100% committed to getting baseball back on the field. That's something he said. Well, Jeff Passan says, then do it. Because the players have already said they would. The article says, then do it. It's time. It's far past time, actually. It's time to do it for the fans. To do it for the game. To do what's right. Yup. That's exactly what I've been saying. It goes on. No more of what happened Monday, of posturing and equivocating and suggesting the baseball season is in peril. When Manfred is one of the negotiating parties, by definition, helps control that fate. The commissioner had gone on SportsCenter special called The Return of Sports and suggested Major League Baseball might not return at all in 2020. I'm not confident, he told Mike Greenberg. It felt like a dark moment until the swift and damning fallout made clear that the public clamoring for the sport, despite its month-long fight over money, would not accept what Manfred was postulating. Little had substantively changed from 5 days earlier when Manfred said unequivocally we're going to play Major League Baseball this year, guaranteeing it 100%. His about-face came on the heels of the Major League Baseball Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark suggesting, quote-unquote, further dialogue with the league would be futile, and asking Manfred to implement a schedule for the season as the party's March 26 agreement allows him. Quote, unquote, it's time to get back to work, Clark said. Tell us when and where. It was a powerful narrative, a challenge from the players who had coalesced around being paid their full prorated salaries, which the agreement gives them if the league does implement a schedule. When and where was an idea so powerful and relatable that for the first time in this whole mess, it didn't even seem like it was about money. And he's right. The players are literally putting it as straightforward as they can. Tell us when and where. It's so simple and to the point. And it makes it very clear why we don't have baseball right now. Who is the reason we don't have baseball right now? The owners are 100% committed to play? Really? Really? Because the baseball players are saying, let's play. And you're coming up with more reasons they can't. The article goes on. The league's retort was to accuse the union of negotiating in bad faith and planning a grievance if Major League Baseball did impose a shorter than necessary season somewhere in the 48 to 54 game range. It did not carry anywhere near the emotional heft of players across the league saying simply, we want to play. Actually, it ran in stark contrast to the notion that the owners did too. And in the end, it might wind up being the thing that helped bring baseball back. Another quote from Rob Manfred. The only thing I can tell you is that the owners are committed to trying to find a way through this and get the game back on the field. Then do it, Jeff Passan says. It goes on. Manfred himself admitted in his interview with Greenberg that the interminable back and forth between the league and the union during a return to play exchanges over the past month has been, quote unquote, just a disaster for our game. Absolutely no question about it. It shouldn't be happening, and it's important that we find a way to get past it and get back on the field for the benefit of our fans. Yeah, Rob! No bleep, dude! It's just, it's so frustrating to hear him say it's a disaster for our game. It shouldn't be happening. Then do something about it! You're in charge! You're the commissioner of the sport! The article goes on. Manfred is the sport's public shepherd. Yes, his commissioner, he works for the 30 owners and represents their positions. And yet, his admission of the disaster unfolding was a brutal self-own. An indictment of the negotiating positions taken by the league and how they fermented solidarity inside the union. It's a great point. It is a self-own. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, you can't say that it shouldn't have happened. When you're the person in charge, it's just unbelievable. The article goes on. Rather than accept the rigidity of the players' insistence on full pro rata, the league in its three proposals offered a series of similar pay cuts. While the maximum amount of dollars going to the players grew in each, the union saw their proposals like fraternal triplets. They might look a little different, but they're pretty much the same. In his interview with Greenberg, Manfred for the first time publicly seemed to acknowledge the inevitability of how the players would be paid. I had been hopeful, he said, that once we got to common ground on the idea that we were going to pay the players full prorated salary, that we would get some cooperation in terms of proceeding under the agreement we negotiated with the MLBPA on March 26. Perhaps he was referring to doing so in a shortened schedule, but then implementing one and inviting a grievance from the MLBPA for not using quote-unquote best efforts to play as many games as possible as the agreement mandates would run a risk for the league. A risk, sources said, that Major League Baseball would prefer not to take. Let that sink in. It goes on. It's why multiple sources told ESPN the negotiated settlement with the union, one that would play their players full pro rata, is now the preferred course of action. Okay. Players remain skeptical of the league's motives, much as the league's suspicion of the union persists. But there's movement toward meeting and discussing a mutually beneficial agreement, sources familiar with the thinking of the league and the union told ESPN. Quote unquote, the clubs are interested in finding a way back on the field. Then do it. First, end the bluster. Manfred told Greenberg that a still not agreed upon health and safety protocol was standing in the way of any agreement, which is just asinine. Absurdity. Again, just to hammer home the point that right now we don't have baseball because, not because of health and safety during global pandemic, but because of money. I think that is an important thing to never forget. It goes on. While it's true that multiple players recently testing for positive for COVID-19 offers a stark reminder of the dangers players and others will take play in a season, Manfred 5 days ago told Major League Baseball Network, we're very, very close on the medical protocols. Even though the union had cut off negotiations on salaries, lead negotiator Bruce Meyer said to Deputy Commissioner Dan Halem in a letter on Saturday that the union was available at your convenience to continue discussions on the manual outlining health and safety protocols. Yet again, the union being willing to work here. Goes on. Next, find a reasonable compromise. This, of course, is easier said than done. If the league acknowledges it will pay players their full pro rata, though, all it takes is settling on a number of games. The league's last offer maxed out at $1.5 billion in compensation, or 60% at full pro rata. The union's previous proposal suggested 89 games at about $2.24 billion, meeting in the middle. 74 games feels workable and representative enough for a full season. We'll see. If the union is willing to respond to a letter Halem sent Monday with a cut to perhaps 80 games, it would represent the sort of good faith effort the league has charged the union isn't fulfilling. If Major League Baseball also accused the MLBPA of bad faith negotiating were to follow a substantive leap in its own, a deal could come together quickly. I believe a deal will come together quickly when it happens. Also, don't forget to make sure the schedule works. Teams need to bake in at least a week to gather players at facilities and 3 weeks of spring training on top of that, making the earliest possible start date in the event of an unlikely quick agreement mid-July. Likely our opening day is closer to July 20th, which leaves 71 days through the end of September. Major League Baseball could, according to sources, consider moving off a season-ending date, which has held firm on September 27th. The league has cited a potential wave of coronavirus as a reason for that, for the worry of it. Build an off day, schedule no hitters. It's not easy. It's not ideal, but then nothing is. Whatever the parties do, they should do it fast. Yes, agree. Every day without an agreement is another day to traveling to spring, not traveling to spring training, not preparing for the season, not playing game. Finally, waive all rights to grieve. There will be plenty of time to fight going forward, especially with the side's law grab with the current agreement in 2021. A negotiated settlement in 2020 would portend well for the necessary repair of the relationship moving forward. Yeah, okay. I'm with you on that, Jeff, theoretically, but I do think that the grievance clearly seems to be why the owners have taken their newest stance, fear of agreements. But man, I mean, that's your fault. You shouldn't have made it a situation where you could have a grievance filed against you. It goes on, the last part of the article. Clearly, it's not that easy, but it's far easier than the sides have made it. If Manfred wants to show the idea that teams finding a way back on the field is more than a talking point, he is in the best position to tell ownership labor hawks that not playing a season is simply not an option. You would have thought he would have already said that, right? How has Rob Manfred not said that to the owners? Not talked about the long-term impact on the game rather than the short-term losses? It is insane to me, and it's again why I think Manfred has done a horrible job here. It goes on. It is, of course, but it's the worst of all. One that deserves a warning label in case of emergency break glass. Monday felt as much like emergency as baseball can muster, especially if Manfred wants to make the words he spoke on March 26 true. Again, those words. Quote unquote, "The one thing I know for sure is that baseball will be back. Whenever it is safe to play, we'll be back. Our fans will be back. Our players will be back, and we'll be part of the recovery, the healing in this country." Whoops. "This is his chance," Passan says. "Major League Baseball's chance, the MLBPA's chance. After everything, the hunger for baseball has not faded. Even if it's to a lesser degree, baseball can be part of the recovery, the healing in this country. They only need to do it, to start anew, to give fans something to root for, to ensure those words are never repeated again and again and again aren't hollow, to bring back baseball." Yeah, I agree with the heart of that. I mean, we're way past that, I think. I think baseball's ruined any opportunity it had to be part of the healing of this country and to have any sort of goodwill surrounding it coming back. I think that even when, if and when we have a baseball season, the bitterness and the sourness of this whole situation isn't going to go away. Look, again, there are going to be a lot of people who don't leave baseball. I won't leave baseball. I love it too much. I want to. Honestly, a big part of me wants to just stick it to these owners and say, screw you. You're never getting another dime from me. But I love the sport. I don't want to stop watching baseball. I hate the owners. I don't want to support them. But there are going to be a lot of people who do go that way, who say, screw baseball. I don't have time for this. I don't care about this. Screw these guys. We needed them and they weren't here. Or if they were, it was almost like they had to be forced to make it happen. I just think it's going to last. And again, December 2021 isn't going to be any better. It could be worse. The future of baseball is dark and murky right now. And that's a scary thought. It's a scary thing to say, especially after, you know, really, what Passan was alluding to, it really had the chance to be heroic in a way. You know, it's not heroes going out and playing baseball, but if they had been able to get it together and be back at the beginning of July, like they'd all talked about, like we all believed it was going to happen, I mean, we'd be 2 weeks away from baseball. And it would have a month by itself as the only sport in America that people care about. And what a better way to put your sport in prime time in front of the world and to get people on your side and loving your sport. And they freaking blew it. They blew it 100 times over. And now we just hope that they can find some sort of common ground for some amount of games and we can have a season. But again, like, it's a scary moment. The fact that these owners don't want to play is not good. It's not good. If they convince the others that it's all a wash and this has all been just not worth it and let's come back next year and we'll figure it out, I mean, it could happen. And Rob Manfred should lose his job if it does. All right, I'm sure we'll talk more about this tomorrow and the next day and the next day as we continue to get more information, see where this goes from here, see if anything can be salvaged here. But it's certainly a depressing day for baseball and a depressing time. And the best we can do is keep our fingers crossed and continue to talk about it and hope for the best and hope that something can be figured out. Because today, yesterday, dark days for baseball and not a lot of positivity. So fingers crossed. We'll hope for the best. We'll continue to talk about it either way. And until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.